Content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's high noon. Yep, Central Time where we are. And let's see, off and running. 83 people out there watching us live stream right now, just off the website alone, off thepowerhour.com. And of course, we have people listening on the radio stations. We have people listening via satellite and watching us via satellite. That's a good thing. We appreciate you being there and staying glued here, because I've got retired Colonel John Mills on the phone. He is a national security professional with service during the Cold War, the peace dividend, the war on terror, the world in chaos, and now the great power showdown and the fight to save our republic. See, he understands we have a constitutional republic, unlike many of our commentators out there that keep referring to us as a democracy. He is the former director of cybersecurity policy, strategy, and international affairs at the Department of Defense. He is a senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy. Of course, we've had him on before. And if you know how credible he is, that's why he comes back. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, Dave, thank you. Always an honor to be on the show with you.
And give you a big salute there for your service. We appreciate you more than you know. Out of curiosity, you have a Substack page, Colonel Rhett John for retired John at .substack.com. Also 9mil, M-I-L, group.com. And he's the author of War Against the Deep State. Now, let's do a shameless plug on this. What's that book about?
War Against the Deep State is, that's really the foundations of the modern mass surveillance system, which was created in 2007 to 2014 under lawful purposes for good reason, but it really has been weaponized. I mean, it's gone out of control, and it's been used against the American people. I mean, the most recent debate on 702, that was one of the foundational elements of the 2008 work on 702, essentially, some people call it warrantless wiretapping. I think that is definitely a key aspect to it. And the problem is, it's collect everything first, then mask out what it's not supposed to be looked at, i.e. American citizens. So it's the whole foundation of what has become a tool of the deep state to silence and segregate, censor American citizens. It's helped the rise of the fourth, fifth, and sixth branches of government, the administrative state, the marriage of law enforcement, intelligence, and big tech, and then the rise of the NGOs.
I noticed that Ed Snowden has been commenting more on X lately. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, he is still, a well-known figure, it exposed. I mean, he still gave out classified information, which is wrong, but he also started a conversation on exactly what is going on. I think the most recent 702 extension was it was disappointing. But having been through this several times and know what happens is the federal law enforcement and intelligence give a dog and pony show over the capabilities to members of Congress. And usually they just come away drunk with, glee over the magic that can be had, not questioning whether we should be having or using this magic. And they say, oh, yeah, we definitely got to do this, without thinking about, hold on a second here. This is a constitutional republic. American people own the government, and just doing mass surveillance. We've got to go back to the individual warrants. This has just gotten out of control.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've talked to people recently that work for the NSA, and we're going to try to get them on the show. And a lot of those people think that Snowden's a hero, even if he did let loose the stuff that maybe shouldn't have. But the thing is that, yeah, I mean, if somebody didn't expose the government, we wouldn't know just how serious this was. And you know, mind you, a lot of us, like yourself, disagree that he let too much of the cat out of the bag, so to speak. But the thing is that it made and it raised awareness. I mean, even John Whitehead with Rutherford Institute has been talking a lot about this stuff, and that you're going to have the next president is going to have so much spy power. It's unbelievable. And this has to literally scare the hell out of the other side. And I'm talking about the left. What's your take?
Well, yeah. I mean, they were the ones who always were shouting privacy and civil liberties until they could have magic at their fingertips and use it to essentially maintain power. Then suddenly they're not interested in that. So what Snowden did also was the other team, meaning the Chinese, the Russians, I mean, what he did was reveal tactics, techniques, and procedures, which essentially now they learned from us, China and Russia, and have done it to an incredible scale without any pretense of legal bumper cushions. So that is one of the challenges with Ed Snowden. I don't in any way call him a hero, but what he did do is also start a conversation and a discussion, acknowledgement. But he did also give away, essentially, because of what he did, China and Russia figured out what we were up to and replicated it without any bumper cushions. So, I don't in any way call him a hero, but he did expose absolutely. And at the time that he exposed it, it really hadn't spun out of control. But since that time, it really has. I would point to, you know, this is Ed Snowden is somebody who passed all their polygraphs, passed all their reviews, and yet also walked out with the crown jewels of the cryptographic world. And so there was good and bad with what Ed Snowden did, but it really, what he revealed has gotten absolutely out of control, no question about it. And we have to figure out a way to restrain, constrain, and reconstruct these departments and agencies that have just become, have used this power abusively.
Right. I get that. Volt Typhoon. Now, this is something that people, apparently, from what I understand, are not paying a whole lot of attention to. But this is a tabletop exercise to figure out where they can attack our critical infrastructure. Would that be a fair statement?
Well, Volt Typhoon references the Chinese intrusion set that was first publicly revealed in May of last year. It was Microsoft that initially said, hey, we have Chinese intelligence inside of our networks. Originally, it was described as just being on Guam and the Western Pacific, but it's really far more pervasive than that. And the tabletop you're referring to is Section 1088 of the 2023 National Defense Authorization Act. Said, hey, U.S. government, do a broad tabletop to understand what China and how China will attack critical infrastructure in America in case of conflict over Taiwan. That tabletop is ongoing. I would suggest, not being inside the wire anymore on these matters, that what happened is in December of last year, so this Volt Typhoon was first announced in May of last year. It takes a while for everybody to come together, assess, analyze, and plan the remediation of Chinese breaking and entering into our networks. Well, about December, you had the FBI Director Wray, DHS CISA Director Jennifer Easterly, the new NSA Director General Ha, all start going, just bouncing off the wall. And it really has a, I mean, cyber alarms, it just doesn't get people's attention. They don't, they don't see it. They don't see a bomb and missile exploding. So they don't totally get it. But what they've been bouncing, the FBI Director Ray Easterly Ha have been bouncing off the wall and saying, this is Chinese preparation for conflict, for war with America. They are putting malware on our sensitive networks so they can, you know, our, let's say, our spy crane, the cranes in our container ports. Let's say, you know, power and water, let's say air traffic control. They're saying, so the, but the only problem is their message, we look at these people as also bad people who are part of the deep state. I think what they're warning us about is sincere and genuine. However, their messaging has been greatly tarnished because they are the same ones that have been using mass collection to spy on Americans. So, which, you know, you can't have it both ways here always. Their message has been greatly diminished because they're, hey, on one hand, you're spying on Americans. On the other hand, you're trying to warn us that the Chinese are placing malware on our networks because they're about to attack. Now, okay, so who does the average American trust? You know, if they had not spent all this time spying on Americans and spying on J6ers and school board parents and things like that, maybe they'd have a bit more credibility this time. But that's the challenge. I think their sudden concern is sincere, but their message has greatly been diminished and their credibility diminished because of their abuse and misuse of mass collection capabilities.
That you've hit the nail on the head there, sir. this is the thing. The malware and everything else that's going on, we already know that all of these transformers that are across a United States of America, made in China, have a back door, and they probably have malware or have access inside that back door to shut down our entire grid all at once, if not regionally, nationally. You're right, I believe, about the fact that the FBI and Department of Homeland Security and Cyber Command, NSA, and all these people out there, because of what happened during the pandemic and because people are finding out that, hey, this mandate and all this other garbage was to see how many stupid people there we have in America that would take the jab and become either dead or physically affected by it. Because we got to get rid of the stupid people because, you know, though those we know, we don't have to bother worrying about it. At the beginning of the show, I read a clip from a manual, 1981 manual from the Bilderbergs, basically saying, hey, these people are going to go to sheep to the slaughter and lemmings going off a cliff on their own. We don't need to help. We'll just give them the ammunition and the leverage to do it. But now we're talking about something that is already pre-planned, and we know it's pre-planned. And when you have Ray and Easterly and everybody else out there, this looks like the boy who cried wolf, and people don't know what to believe until it actually happens. And then what?
Yeah, well, we all of the above, conflict with China, you know, that which does include attacks on American territory, but it's the same people. It's their constitutional duty to protect Americans, not spy on Americans. But we're coming out of a number of years of them misusing and abusing these capabilities and authorities. Now they're freaking out. Now it's hard to get the attention of the American people. Well, why? Because they've lost credibility. What do we do? Well, we've got to replace them. All of these people need to be fired. There is November can't get here fast enough, but we also have grave concern over another election malappropriation episode on vast scale to keep Mr. Biden in office. So, we are in quite a jam at this point in time. So they're freaking out. I think it's sincere, but these are the same folks who were abusing these capabilities against the American people. They need to be gone, and we need to figure out how to get rid of them and bring in those who believe in constitutional America.
Well, the Biden administration has gone out of its way now to also instill some sort of rule to keep a lot of deep state in place, even if Trump were to get through all of the persecution that he is going through at present, which a lot of us believe is, of course, lawfare, and it's by design, and it's by a weaponized DOJ. And that's another reason why Americans have lost faith in the federal government. And a lot of people are taking matters in their own hands. But the bigger issue is what's going on at the grocery store, what's going on at the gas pump, and what's going on at the southern border. I really think that all of this garbage across campuses in America right now, tit for tat, is nothing but a distraction. What's your take?
Well, I don't know if it's a distraction. It's Will. This is the Summer of Love 2020 version two. But now we have now everybody who was an Antifa and Black Lives Matter, then they became a militant transgender crazy, then they became a squatter. Now they're suddenly waving Palestinian flags, and I just saw this article on the pay that these crazies are receiving. It is Soros. It is the Palestinians do have a long tail as far as finance. But it goes back to Iran, which goes to China, and then even O'Brien, Trump's national security advisor, just gave a speech at Rice in Houston, Rice University in Houston, and noted the 50% of the protesters were appeared to be Asian and specifically Chinese. Which, what does that tell you? Well, that's interesting. What we're finding out with a lot of these protest, a significant percentage of these folks are not even students. So there you have suddenly, are these part of the Chinese special operators sneaking across the southern border? I think very possible, very possible. So I think there's three funding sources for these sudden Hamas Palestinian protesters, and that's Soros money, it's Palestinian money, which really traces to the malappropriation of UN money, and also to the to Iran, which really traces to China, and then Chinese money. And a lot of times with the Chinese, notice when the Chinese special operators come across the border, they immediately pivot to high cash operations, such as air quote legal cannabis, such as massage parlors, such as gambling, casinos. Because big deep staters, they want digital currency with some exceptions. Why? Because these high cash operations, like you can't bank the money from air quote legal cannabis because of federal laws, abortion, massage parlors, gambling casinos, because that may become mini Ukraine right here that they can skim and use for domestic. They can immediately replay back into the community as walking around money to pay these crazy protesters. So. It's very interesting, very interesting. And so Brian's comment, I think, was real, that very likely he was firsthand reporting on some of the Chinese special operators suddenly are now Palestinian protesters. Isn't that clever?
Well, it is. But, I mean, the thing is that this, again, is another political tit for tat. And to me, it's a diversion from what's really going on here, because you brought up the fact that it is possible that this malware could affect what happens in November. And the fact that they are clearly monitoring what's going on, because Biden is virtually with wink and blink and nod over there in China. And then he's going to go to the Middle East and try to upset the apple cart there. I mean, the Chinese have no more respect for us. They love Biden because Biden's basically given everything they want.
Right. I mean, they really, the Biden, it goes back to the earlier comments, with Ray, with Easterly, with Ha. Now, Ha's new on board. General Ha's new. I mean, he replaces Nakasone, but still, there has to be accountability for, because NSA in the end is providing a backplane muscle, on this unlawful collection and weaponization. But that's the problem, is Blinken goes over there, tries to be tough. Now, one of the most telling things on his departure was zero. There was zero Chinese representation at the airport when he left. In international affairs, and having done a lot of bilats with foreign partner nations, your guest nation not showing up to say goodbye at the airport after a major visit. That's called a huge snub. It's a huge sign they have no respect for Blinken. And again, what does it go back? Blinken tries to be tough. But then again, he ran the greatest election interference operation in history out of UPenn Biden with the 51 intel officer letter. So what does he expect? I mean, he can't have it both ways. He's chosen to be mischievous and run election interference, and then he goes to China, tries to be tough, and they don't take him seriously. Well, there you go.
So the thing is by not taking him seriously, and I mean, I don't even consider him anything like the boy who cried wolf. The bigger thing is our future here in America, and what our listeners are concerned with is the fact that we could end up with our entire grid taken down, and it could happen before the November elections. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, absolutely. It is a reasonable concern that's on the table. It is not a scary bedtime story. It is not a conspiracy theory. Look, you got General Ha. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't know him, but you know, who's the new director of NSA and Cyber Command, who's saying they are preparing for war. I will take General Ha at his at face value at his comment. Which means they are pre-placing malware to turn off the power grid. It's as simple as that. And so we have to, you know, everybody should be prepared for spasms in delivery. So if you can get a gas, a natural gas generator back up for the house, you got the time and resources to put that in, better put it in now and get ready and, you know, make sure you have 90 days of food and water. You don't want to be the person running to Costco. You don't want to be the person jumping on the freeway in those first few weeks of chaos. So be ready.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is the thing, you know, because we're looking at the idea of solar. They're looking at it. We've had so many people. Like Joel Skousen come on the show and say what they're going to do first is they're going to strike at the grid using malware and cyber warfare. And then from there, it is possible that they would send one of their hypersonic missiles over to further sweeten their pie by creating an electromagnetic pulse, which, of course, no one in America really is thinking about. Why would they go do something that dastardly? Well, if that happens, that means that nobody's got electricity. The government is basically secured all of its infrastructure to keep itself in survival mode. But the rest of us here, they're just like, oh, well, country's going to go to hell in a handbasket and everybody's going to end up killing each other. 90%, you know, according to our latest stats, and we have been keeping an eye on the EMP particulars and you know, the people in power way back when, some are no longer around to, you know, get on the show and tell us about it. They're basically saying that it is a matter of when, not if.
Yeah, I think that's a concern. It's a great concern. Now, you know, actual modeling of the whole effects of EMP, China not actually, actually harming itself in an EMP. There's a lot of unknowns with the EMP model, but we went away from a lot of the EMP shielding that was done. It wasn't a whole lot done. It's because it's extremely expensive to build critical infrastructure with EMP in mind. But we're far less prepared than we were. And, you know, the domestic continuity of operations and comm capability is absolutely not what it used to be. So I think even the federal government's going to have some significant issues. There was for a period of time work on reconstituting high frequency radio capabilities, which was one of the primary continuity of operation comms during the Cold War. But a lot of that stuff went away, and I just I'm not read onto the programs anymore, but that HF radio net just ain't there anymore for government continuity of operations.
Yeah, I mean, this is why we have EMP shields. I have them on my vehicles, and I have them on my power panels. I've got 2 meters and both of them have EMP shields on them, which are military grade. See, a lot of us are prepared because they listen to the show, and EMP Shields, one of our partners. Eric in Illinois, do you have a question for retired Colonel John Mills?
What do you think's the solution for Syria? I was following this Vanessa Beale. She's a journalist over there, and she says she's been locked down since Israel started bombing. Seems like that country's kind of divided up. Is that the way U.S. wants things if they don't comply to the West's demands, like Assad? I mean, it might be some misinformation about what he's done.
Okay, good question.
Eric, yeah, thank you. So you're talking about the country, the geographic area called Syria. It's a god-awful mess, and it's a multi-faction war. I would say, President Trump did the right thing, got us out of there, and what is the thing that Biden did almost immediately got us back involved in Syria. I mean, Syria itself is a mess, and not a whole lot we can do with it when you got a multi-faction civil war in progress with multiple groups killing each other. The national imperative and the to be over there is minimal. We got Baghdadi, we got Soleimani, defeated ISIS, we got out. That's the Trump model, and that's the right way to do it. Staying involved in the mess in Syria, which Biden got us right back into, really not a strong national security imperative to stay involved there.
All right, Eric, I appreciate your call. So we have about a minute and a half left here, Colonel Mills, and you're still the colonel in my book. I don't care if you're retired or not. You've been paying attention to what's going on here, working with the people we know at Center for Security Policy. Is it going to take us actually having a direct conflict in Taiwan for all of what we've been talking about this segment coming to pass? Or is it going to happen soon?
Well, I think the challenges with the Chinese Communist Party and Xi is things are still not happening fast enough. They do have a serious issue with food supplies. They have they're trying to build a pipeline from Iran to give them a trusted guaranteed oil supply. They import 50% of their energy. So there's a lot of challenges with China, and things aren't happening fast enough. The China's track record in history is they like to win through unrestricted warfare and not open conflict. I think they want to avoid that, but I think in many ways they are becoming forced that way. And we do have now announced U.S. forces on Taiwan. I am concerned with the forward islands of Kinmen. China attempting to swipe that as a way for Xi to show he's doing it. That's not Taiwan proper, but it's one of their forward areas. So I would not be surprised if that happening before the election.
I agree. That's something people need to be aware of, folks. Colonel John Mills, retired. Thank you so much for joining us here for the segment. Folks, thank you for your service, by the way, Colonel John. And we will talk again soon, I'm sure, because November election isn't that far away. We will be back with Cheryl Chumley after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall, which is now open. Stay with us.
ES is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxins, toxic substances from the liver. This, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits, recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Minutes after the hour, and we're in the last segment of our show for today, and you'll be able to hear this at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning when you dial up. That's the way it works, except we've just changed time zones, and it's made it easier for a lot of our guests to get on, because sometimes they're on the West Coast, and it's an ungodly hour of the morning, and they're just not there. They're in bed sleeping. It's too bad, Cheryl, you're not on on Skype with me this morning, because I'm holding up two books here. Thanks to Humanics Books for sending these to me. One of them is Socialists Don't Sleep, Christians Must Rise or America Will Fall. The other one is Lockdown, the Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. And I'm indulging myself in these books. Cheryl Chumley, by the way, been on the show multiple times. She's an author, online opinion editor for The Washington Times. She serves as a commentary writer and host of The Bold and Blunt, which is a twice weekly podcast. Seems to be a lot of those out there these days, advocating, not so much panic, but smartness. She's an award-winning journalist, more than 15 years of experience covering Capitol Hill, state and local politics. Her publication credits include Newsmax, The Blaze, Washington Times, The Examiner, Heritage Foundation, and more. She has made hundreds of appearances on TV and radio, including Fox, C-SPAN, CBN, and Newsmax, author of four books, which two of them I just read you. She has a Substack page, CherylChumley.substack.com, and a website, CherylChumley.com. Wow. What an introduction. Cheryl, hi there. Welcome back to the show. How are you?
Great to be with you. Thank you.
come on. You're the guru that's working Capitol Hill in Washington. You've seen all the garbage that's going on right now. They've weaponized the DOJ against Trump. They've undid everything that he put in place. We had secure borders. Now we don't. What's your take on what's going on in D.C.? Do they not care about we the people anymore?
Oh, I think that has gone by the wayside a very long time ago, right? There are a few bright spots on Capitol Hill, right? People who do go to Capitol Hill, they go to Congress, and they try and fight hard for the constitutional principles that founding fathers gave us. But their voices are drowned out, or their ability to score legislative points are drowned out because they just don't have the votes to get things passed. And usually those people don't last very long, right? They get burnt out. So if your hope lies in electing the right politicians, then that's a short-lived hope, right? Because maybe we'll have a few wins, but then the other side will win. And then maybe we'll win back, but then the other side will win back as well. So really, you have to look higher. You have to look to God and godly principles being brought back into this nation for the long-term hope of America.
Well, we know, Cheryl, that there are a lot of, and I read this at the beginning of the show, and it was a comment from the Bilderbergs from a 1981 book about the future, about finding a way to reduce the population, not executing people or building camps. We have to get rid of them by making them believe it's for their own good. I mean, are they, in essence, succeeding in what's going on right now?
Well, I think there are a lot of behind scene forces that have infiltrated America's government to a degree that we've never before seen. And so, what used to be considered conspiracy theory, like the Bilderbergs and some of these other societies and these other forces that supposedly worked in the shadows of government, we saw very quickly under Donald Trump that there are a lot of dark forces out there. And they are trying to cripple and crumble America from within. So whether you can point to some specific group or you just see it in terms of how I see it, evil versus good, right? And there are people who work for the evil and people who work for the good. Then you have to acknowledge that what's taken place in America in terms of turning us away from founding father principles has really moved at an astonishing speed. And you could almost pinpoint it to Barack Obama days. We had a short reprieve under Donald Trump where we saw most of those shadows and cockroaches brought out of their corners, and we saw faces and names put to those forces. But now they're back, right? They're back under Joe Biden.
Well, and see, and I've got this copy of Lockdown here for those of you who are, we have a whole bunch of people live streaming the video right now, more than usual, and we appreciate you being on there. I'm holding up a copy of the book. You see the book right here? This is Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. It started long before that with the Rockefeller educational experience, so to speak. But the thing is that the Bilderbergs and people like this, they must think that we, the people out there, or at least a lot of us, are stupid. And that we're going to believe in such a thing, and that Biden is looking at a climate change emergency, any number of things. We're approaching 2024. People are looking at Trump going, well, wait a minute. Donald, you said Operation Warp Speed and caused that to come into play. And then you went ahead and locked us down for 2 weeks. You got it started. and you bought into everything that Birx and Fauci were telling you. How can we trust that you're going to do the right thing this time? What do you hear about that?
Those are very good questions, right? And so let me just say, first and foremost, I'm a huge Donald Trump fan. I supported him the first time.
I know. That's why I asked you.
And, and I think he'll be good for the nation. But even in lockdown, I dedicated a chapter to the responsibility that Donald Trump carries for bringing forth these shots, which I don't call vaccines. I don't think anybody should call them vaccines, right? They aren't. But bringing forth these shots and allowing Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx to have such a huge platform uncontested. And so the good news here is I think Donald Trump, everything he did under the lockdowns that he brought forward, 2 weeks and that's it, he did out of love for America. He did out of concern for American citizens, and he did in order to protect America. He also took actions such as trying to shut down the borders to China, right? And for that, he fielded a lot of criticism. Unlike Donald Trump, Joe Biden and the Democrats took the fears generated by the coronavirus, and they ran roughshod over individual rights with it, and they used it to justify just seizing God-given liberties from people, and they would do it again in a heartbeat. I don't think Donald Trump would make the same mistakes he made the first time. I think that he would protect individual liberties, and you have to remember that he never mandated the shots, which was the big one, right? He never mandated face masks. He never mandated shots and all that. He did shut down the nation for 2 weeks, but then he opened it back up again, and he implored other states to do the same.
Yeah, because you noticed that South Dakota and Kristi Noem, they didn't shut down at all. I mean,
they
like Sweden. I mean, they're a classic example of, you know, like the oxymoron of the pandemic. I mean, they're all looking at this going, come on, really, people? This is just like a bad flu. Why are people doing this? I mean, you know, when you have people that run contrary to what's going on, and all of a sudden the truth manifests itself, yet people criticize Kristi Noem, and now she's a, you don't see her as a potential candidate for a VP with Trump, do you? Because he hasn't named his VP yet.
No, I don't see her as a VP. I see like Tim Scott possibly as a VP. I don't think Kristi Noem is in the top 10 at this time. You know, I see her having a political career down the line, but not right now, not at that level.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, everybody loves her as governor of South Dakota. I mean, I love her as governor of South Dakota. I think she's doing a hell of a job. And the thing is a lot of people don't want her, like, you know, with what happened with DeSantis. They didn't want him running for president in Florida. They kind of liked the direction that he was taking in Florida, and a lot of people didn't like him. I mean, obviously, you have a lot of Democrat base in there, a lot of them retirees, and they didn't like what was going on. Yet he seems to have, you know, he's put himself in a position where he's going to serve out the rest of his term. And, you know, what do you see happening for Florida, given his little foray into the presidential race? Now he and Trump are talking.
Yeah, which is good. And you know what? I saw that headline as well, right? That Trump and DeSantis were meeting and so forth. And it, you know, that's kind of Trump's thing. Go back in time to like 2015 and 2016, right? When he was vying for the RN, the Republican Party, candidacy for presidency. And he and all the Republicans battled it out, right? Well, after all those criticisms, and some of them are really harsh, right? Trump ended up befriending most of them. And if you look at, for instance, later on when Mitt Romney came out and called him a clown and a circus act and all that, when he was president, Donald Trump still ended up endorsing Mitt Romney for his Senate run. So that's kind of Trump's way. He will hit you hard when he's racing against you, but for the good of the nation, for the good of conservative principles, he will meet with you and he'll befriend you so long as you're still working toward the same principles. And DeSantis is, right? DeSantis is a good conservative. He just didn't have what it takes to unseat Trump from the presidential stage just yet.
So in the Trump administration, because I know you like the Donald. I know you like him. And, the, you know, really, the conservative voice in America sees that they have unleashed lawfare on him times four. And that's just the criminal aspect of this thing. Hopefully, I see the trials, and the one he's in right now, obviously, is going to be problematic, but they are defusing a lot of these witnesses and impeaching their testimony. I don't know whether a jury is going to treat him fairly or not, but if Trump makes it past all this, people will look at him and go, wow, he's a survivor. What do you see if he gets in office again by some miracle, if they don't attempt to steal the election again? What do you see in the next Trump administration?
I see one of the first things he's going to do, which is huge for saving America, is address the border issue. You know, he said several times that he is going to bring about a mass deportation like never before seen in American history. And because of Joe Biden's open borders and ushering in of record-breaking numbers of illegals, you need that. And any other Republican who would try that would probably end up cowering in the corner after the media blitz that would follow, right? Because the criticism is going to be nonstop. And you're going to have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez running to the border, find some poor, pitiful child, right, to put in a photograph, and then the media are going to run roughshod with that to show Donald Trump is killing, you know, the children, that kind of thing. Only Donald Trump would be able to withstand that. So in order to save America from a complete capsize, which is what would happen under four more years of Joe Biden, he's going to address the border. And I think he's going to finish the wall. I think he's going to bolster funding for Border Patrol. And I think first and foremost, though, he's going to start doing some very public deportations like he did the first time, by the way. If you remember, headlines rocked with some of these deportation operations that his administration did. And it was enough, not so much to clear all the illegal goes from America, but it was enough to send a strong message around the world. Do not come to America because you are not welcome if you're not going to go the legal route and you will be deported.
See, now you're a U.S. Army vet and a licensed PI. So thank you for your service, by the way. And the other thing, as an Army veteran, and you see what's going on down at the border being a journalist, I mean, obviously, this thing is runaway. They want more people in America. Now they're wanting illegal immigrants to build our Navy ships. We've already had, and I was reporting on it this morning, about these potential accidents because they've lowered the bar everywhere. Washington State wants to have attorneys come into play through different lower the bar type means to become lawyers. I mean, the system is already ripe with corruption, as you can see in a lot of these courts. And the judges in D.C., I mean, where you are, I mean, you've seen what they're doing to J6 defendants, and we've got 20,000 hours of video out there. Is all this making any sense as far as Biden being out? I mean, has that lowered his poll number between that and the borders and the way that he's treating Trump and saying, I'm running for president and I'm running against a six-year-old? I'm just looking at the stuff going, six-year-old, sir, you got a lot of room to talk. You have half a brain. Where are you going with this? I just don't, you know, mental acuity of office furniture. I mean, come on. You have a moral duty to protect your borders, but you're not doing it. If we elect you again, I don't see how people can do it. Do you see how America will actually back him in this election because of all this?
Yeah, it's funny. I see the headlines and I read the stories about Joe Biden has historically low polls of favor with the American people, but they're still in the double digits. And I wonder to myself, who are these people who are still supporting Joe Biden, right? So it's your committed hard left who are supporting Joe Biden. You also see survey after survey after survey showing that Hispanics are fleeing the Democrat Party and Joe Biden, Blacks, some demographics in the Black community, youth, a lot lot of youth are fleeing Joe Biden. That's not to say they're going to vote for Donald Trump, but of course RFK is out there, and stealing votes from Biden only bolsters and helps Donald Trump. I see the economy as being a big factor here too, because I've heard both anecdotally and reading stories that young people are very frustrated with the inability to move out of their parents' home or buy food or pay for gas or buy a home. They're looking at what interest rates were to buy a home just a couple years ago, a few years ago, and they're comparing it to now, and they see how that makes a huge hike in what their mortgage payment would be. And the rental costs are going up because of that as well. So young people voting with their pocketbooks in mind and their wallets in mind, I think that's going to end up helping Donald Trump. Joe Biden has the border issue. He has crime in everybody's backyard community to deal with, and he has the economy. So unless they outright steal the election, I just don't see Biden pulling it off.
Well, yeah, and see, the thing is with RFK Jr., and it's really surprising, all of his family members and contacts are asking the Biden administration, look, he needs Secret Service protection. That's really not going to happen until July, technically. That's when they can actually start paying for this. Is that your understanding?
I'm not sure. I know there is a timeline on when that kicks in as far as taxpayer funded, but I'm not sure of the actual date.
Yeah, I heard it was July, but, you know, it's something you might know because of the fact you write for the Times. The thing is being in D.C. and you're seeing the way that this crowd is, you don't see Trump going to trial on any of these other criminal charges in 2024, do you?
Not really. And, you know, they make such a big deal. Like, if you look at the mainstream media, every day they're talking about Donald Trump in the courtroom and Donald Trump facing this charge and that charge. And I got to say, it's not having an impact. You would think if the American people were truly trustful of what these charges were about, that Donald Trump's poll numbers would be in the tank, right? Joe Biden would be pulling away. But if Trump in court every day facing, what, 99 charges for this and 4 charges on that, he's still beating Joe Biden. So the American people either aren't paying attention, which is certainly true for some of them, or they are paying very, very close attention, which is true for the vast majority, I think, and they're fed up with how the Democrats have weaponized not just the Department of Justice, but these local courtrooms with their George Soros-funded district attorneys and so forth, and they're tired of it, and they're seeing the principle, too. They're seeing, if this is what they can do to Donald Trump, a guy like Donald Trump, imagine what they can do to me.
Yeah. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. I think you hit the nail on the head on that one. The thing is we don't know if he's going to get a fair trial in New York in all of this, but the judge in that particular case, Merchan, apparently had the power, and I haven't heard what the ruling is yet on all of the tit for tat that's been going on with social media for him reposting somebody else's criticism and the judge saying, well, I could fine you $11,000 and I could put you in jail for 30 days. I would think putting Donald Trump in jail would be the worst thing that they can do that would make Trump an instant martyr. And it's no wonder Bragg is backing off that idea. I really see they think they made a mistake here.
Yeah, I actually wrote about that like a month ago about, you know, put Donald Trump in jail. That'll just springboard him, you know, to double-digit lead over Joe Biden. Because remember, of course, when he had that famous court picture of his put on the indictment, put on T-shirts and coffee mugs and all that, and that went viral. So, yes, Alvin Bragg has been trying, right, the DA there, has been trying to shut down Donald Trump's ability to refute anything about this trial and about the players in this trial, many of whom are ethically compromised here, right? There are conflicts of interest and so forth, by threatening to fine him $1,000 per offense. So I guess he has gathered like 11 different offenses where Donald Trump dared to take to social media and refute something that was said in a courtroom and talk about how like this judge judge is ethically compromised or something along those lines. And now, as you say, the judge is sort of maybe backing off because they know that this doesn't play well, right? This doesn't play well with the American people to say that you don't have the right to defend yourself from accusations that are made against you in court on social media. You don't have the right to do that. This is America.
Well, I think a lot of people, you know, because of what Mitt Romney's been saying, too, I think a lot of people are just have no tolerance for Mitt Romney anymore and just wish he would just shut up and go away.
I mean, can you imagine that?
He's sitting there taking the case to the media saying Trump is guilty. I'm like, you are an idiot.
Yeah, this doesn't play well, right? Free speech is something that Americans still cherish to this day. And we just went through that whole censorship thing under COVID with the social media companies. So I think most people are fed up with it.
Now, do you have like a, you know, because we're just about out of time here, your final say, and I'm sure we're going to have you back before the November election, if in fact we even have one. Where do you think we're going with this? You think we will actually have an election here? And what do you think the outcome is?
Yeah, I think we're going to have an election. I do think that we have to pay careful attention to these poll watchers and counters and so forth. So yes, the Democrats will try and do certain things at certain ballot sites, but I think Donald Trump's going to win.
Okay, that's good to know, because that's one of the reasons why we wanted to have you on, because you being a PI, I mean, you can dig deep into a lot of this stuff, and you know what's going on inside the Beltway. So, Cheryl Chumley, always a blessing to have you on the show. We appreciate you more than you know. We'll have you back on again soon. In the meantime, folks, we are out of time for today. My gosh, how time flies when you're having fun, getting the word out and trying to do something right by America, right? We will be back tomorrow at the same bat time, same bat channel. No, just kidding. 11 a.m. Central is when we are on here on the Power Hour. In the meantime, shop at the Power Mall and keep us going through 2024. We will see you tomorrow. God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products.
and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.